15 tips for an amazing sailing vacation in Croatia. 1. Where to go if you only have a week? I would recommend cruising from Split to Dubrovnik or vice versa. This allows you to see all of Croatia's most celebrated islands and the fabulous cities of Split and Dubrovnik. The distances involved are short, so usually there will only be an hour or two of cruising each day and plenty of time to enjoy each destination. 2. If you have 2 weeks, start farther north in Zadar and cruise south to Kotor and neighboring Montenegro. This is a truly fabulous cruise. 3. Best months to sail. The yacht charter season in Croatia starts in May and runs to October. Weather is usually fantastic, with beautiful sunny days. While the sea starts off pretty cold, it gets warm by early July and is at its warmest in late August. The best month of the year to charter in Croatia is September. Yachts are 15 to 20% cheaper than in July and August. The weather is still amazing, the sea is warm and the crowds have reduced. 4. Sailing yacht or motor yacht. Sailing yachts are a great option for Croatia. As there is so much to see while covering relatively small distances, I tend to recommend either a sailing yacht or slow, stable motor yachts. Fast motor yachts are not especially popular in the Adriatic. The important thing is that the yacht has a lot of outdoor space and is comfortable at anchor. Yachts in Croatia tend to spend more time at anchor than in ports. 5. Is sailing Croatia affordable? Absolutely. Groups of up to 12 people could charter a small, 40 to 50 foot day boat for 2,500 euros per day to explore the islands, which is very reasonable. 6. Why Split is a good place to start your cruise. The second largest city in Croatia and in the middle of the Croatian coast, Split is the best place to start a charter as the most famous islands of Korčula, Hvar, and Brač are just a short cruise away. Split and the surrounding area are also home to most of the largest marinas in Croatia, so this is where the majority of yachts are based. Split itself is a fabulous city with an amazing history. It is like a living museum, walking around the old city and Diocletian's palace. There is an international airport in nearby Castila, close to Trogir, with flights to all major European cities. 7. And why Dubrovnik is too, like Split, Dubrovnik in southern Croatia is also a great place to begin a charter as it, too, is just a short cruise to Croatia's famous islands. Dubrovnik is one of the most attractive walled cities in the world with beautiful pedestrianized streets to walk around. Take the cable car up the mountain at the back of the city for stunning views over the old town and the coastline. There is an international airport with flights to all major European destinations. 8. In Dubrovnik, don't miss, there is a superb restaurant called Nautica on the ramparts of the old city that everyone should visit, as well as an amazing nightclub called Revlon, which is located in a 15th century fortress. 9. Hold off on Dubrovnik when the large cruise ships are docked there. Some of these vessels hold 3,000 plus passengers who fill the streets, making it ridiculously crowded. A yacht's captain will know when these ships are in town. 10. Why you'll want to sail the Istrian Peninsula and Kvarner Gulf. Istria has an Italian flavor due to its history. Pula, the region's capital, is a stunning town with a fabulous Roman amphitheater that hosts concerts and events throughout the summer. The surrounding countryside is covered in vineyards producing some great wines. Food in this part of Croatia is superb. The seaside town of Ravinj is also beautiful and very worth a visit. 11. The most coveted marinas. Chartering a yacht in Croatia is often more about the anchorages than the ports, but I would definitely recommend spending nights in Hvar, Korčula town, Trogir, and Dubrovnik. Berths are relatively easy to obtain, the toughest being Hvar, the St. Tropez of Croatia, in July and August as it's where everyone wants to be. 12. The not-to-miss beaches, Dubrovnika on Hvar, Lovrsina and Zlatni Rat on Brač, and Proist Island near Korčula Island. 13. For nightlife, head to Hvar. It's the center of nightlife with famous clubs and performances by top DJs, but there are also great clubs in Split and Dubrovnik. Those who like to party will not get bored in Croatia. Every August there is a famous music festival called Sonus that takes place on Pag Island and our charter guests often visit. This year the Sonus festival runs August 19-23 RD. 14. What to eat and where. The food throughout Croatia is fabulous. Lots of fresh fish and Mediterranean flavors, making the most of all the local ingredients. Every region has its specialties and for great food I wouldn't say one stands out more than the others. In the north, the cooking is very influenced by Italy, so lots of pasta and truffles. In the south, there is a strong focus on fresh fish, especially squid, prawns, and octopus, as well as amazing local cured hams and cheeses. The wine is also superb throughout the country. Ask local residents for their recommendations. Most of the yachts we charter have at least one Croatian crew member who will advise on the local specialties and arrange tours for charter guests to nearby food producers and vineyards. Must-try dishes include black risotto made with squid ink and local roast lamb. The lamb is usually slow-cooked in pits in the ground, often overnight. 15. What it costs. The range of charter yachts on offer in Croatia includes something for everyone, from a bareboat 40-foot sailing yacht to huge super yachts. As far as charter fees are concerned, prices are comparable to other destinations in the Med, but activities ashore, restaurants and ports are, for the most part, a lot less expensive than other charter destinations. We only do crewed yacht charters. Our starting point would be a yacht of around 80 feet, sleeping six, from 30,000 euros per week, plus fuel and taxes. The majority of yachts we charter in the Adriatic are 100 foot plus with 5 cabins, sleeping 10, for around 100,000 euros per week.